Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 18th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thought for the day, right living. Service gladly rendered. Obligations squarely met. Troubles well accepted or solved with God's help. The knowledge that at home or in the world outside, we're partners in a common effort. The fact that in God's sight, all human beings are important. The proof that love freely given brings a full return. The certainty that we're no longer isolated and alone in self-constructed prisons. The surety that we can fit and belong in God's scheme of things. These are the satisfactions of right living for which no pomp or circumstance, no heap of material possessions could possibly be substitutes. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 124. Thought to consider, I've been given a quiet place in bright sunshine. The Language of the Heart, page 238. Acronyms, GIFT. God is forever there. Just for today. Help from coincidence. Only a block or so from the pier, I saw a man approaching from the opposite direction, with his head down, walking into the rain. When he came to me, he stopped and smiled, and I recognized him as a priest I knew from home. I told him I was very ill. He then sat on a bench with me in the rain and assured me that in time all my troubles would pass, and the day would come when I would understand them. He said I was not to do anything foolish but ask God's help, and somehow everything would work out. Came to Believe, page 71. Daily Reflections. Self-honesty. The deception of others is nearly always rooted in the deception of ourselves. When we're honest with another person, it confirms that we've been honest with ourselves and with God, as Bill sees it, page 17. When I was drinking, I deceived myself about reality, rewriting it to what I wanted it to be. Deceiving others is a character defect. Even if it's just stretching the truth a bit or cleaning up my motives so others would think well of me, my higher power can remove this character defect. But first, I have to help myself become willing to receive that help by not practicing deception. I need to remember each day that deceiving myself about myself is setting myself up for failure, disappointment in life and in Alcoholics Anonymous. A close, honest relationship with a higher power is the only solid foundation I've found for honesty with self and with others. As Bill sees it, learn in quiet. In 1941, a news clipping was called to our attention by a New York member. In an obituary notice from a local paper, there appeared these words, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Never had we seen so much AA in so few words. With amazing speed, the serenity prayer came into general use. That's from AA Comes of Age, page 196. In meditation, debate has no place. We rest quietly with the thoughts or prayers of spiritually centered people who understand, so that we may experience and learn. This is a state of being that so often discovers and deepens a conscious contact with God. 12 and 12, pages 100 and 101. Big Book quote, God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Alcoholics Anonymous, A Vision for You, page 164. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. As I look back over my drinking career, have I learned that you take out of life what you put into it? When I put drinking into my life, did I take out a lot of bad things? Hospitals with the DTs, jails for drunken driving, loss of job, loss of home and family. When I put drinking into my life, was almost everything I took out bad? Meditation for the day. I should strive for a friendliness and helpfulness that will affect all who come near me. I should try to see something to love in them. I should welcome them, bestow little courtesies and understandings on them, and help them if they ask for help. I must send no one away without a word of cheer, a feeling that I really care about them. God may have put the impulse in some despairing one's mind to come to me. I must not fail God by repulsing that person. They may not want to communicate with me unless they're sure of a warm welcome. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may warmly welcome all who come to me for help. I pray that I may make them feel that I really care. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.